Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. When the rubber hits the road. We have been having a robust conversation about the Holy Spirit over the last several days, and I feel that it is time we bring it to a point of application. I believe that it is important to acquire knowledge. Knowledge empowers. But the real proof of having knowledge is not being able to recite the knowledge. There comes a time when the rubber hits the road, when you move from the sterile environment of the classroom, when you close the textbook and you do life. Like the medical student who spends many years in training, bought the latest editions of the textbooks, wrote many term papers and took a battery of quizzes. But the day comes when the student will be working in a clinic, and on days when his professor is not around, when there is no textbook nearby, and when there is a patient writhing in pain and discomfort, and all eyes are on you, Dr. Honors student graduate, save the patient. Regardless of how well you did in school, this is the moment of real testing. You have been part of this conversation about the Holy Spirit, but we cannot spend all the time talking about Him. We have to live out what we learn from Him and about Him. Here's a critical bit of instruction. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 18. Did you notice what the writer said? As a Christian, be wise. In other words, when you're facing choices, be wise in what you decide to do, or better still, based on your knowledge of the Holy Spirit who lives in you, choose to do what is God's will. Let us pause there. What is the Lord's will? This is what we have been talking about. The Holy Spirit, your teacher, who lives inside of you, has been teaching you some powerful lessons on how you should live as a child of God in the world. That is the Lord's will. So now when we face the kind of experiences that come our way, do what the Spirit has been teaching you. Don't do something foolish like getting drunk, which leads you to do things that you will regret down the road. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So what does that mean? If you say the Holy Spirit lives in you, then it is safe to assume that He has taken up all the space in you. So how can you be filled with the Spirit? The answer is in the living. You can live by the flesh or live by the Spirit. The medical student may pass all the quizzes and write some awesome term papers, but is he really engaging in his study while in medical school? Are you spending time reading and absorbing and make sure that you know what the textbooks are saying? Are you reading your Bible and letting the Spirit pour spiritual food into your body? That's how you become filled with the Spirit. You learn about Him and from Him regularly. And the more you do is the more you submit yourself to Him so that He can fill you up with Himself. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But the writer is saying that it is not automatic. You have to spend time reading your Bible, spend time praying, spend time really becoming fully acquainted with the Holy Spirit. So now that you're filled with the Spirit, what next? That is exactly what the Bible wants us to do. Put the filling of the Spirit to work. This is where we know what to do, and trust me, this is reality 101. So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. Galatians 5, 16 to 18. You see, all this time you should remember that now you are a child of God. You are engaged in this constant battle between the Holy Spirit who lives in you and the world or the flesh on the outside of you. The desires of the flesh are the means that Satan uses to trip us up. Man, you are going about your business and you come across that something that appeals to the flesh. Like your boyfriend convinces you that it is okay for you to have sex since you are going to get married anyway. Or you find yourself in a situation at work. If you tell a white lie, well constructed, you'll get off safely. But if you tell the truth, you are going to lose your job. Flesh says, go ahead and tell the lie. Go ahead and have sex with your boyfriend and see what happens. To walk by the Spirit is to have so much of the Spirit involved in your life that when those temptations and others come, you can draw on His instruction like the things that Jesus taught us to do. Your walking by the Spirit is when you choose to do what the Lord taught you to do. Don't tell lies. Don't have sex before or outside of marriage and so on. Walking by the Spirit requires that you make the wise choice in moments of decisions, in moments when you are being tempted, in those moments when the flesh tells you that you can do it this once and no one will find out. Right. So the next time rubber hits the road for you, the next time you are tempted by the devil to do what the flesh wants you to do, in those moments, if you are filled with the Spirit, it is very likely that you will walk by the Spirit and not fulfill the desires of the flesh.